This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Afghanistan now say at least 1,000 people have died and at least 1,500 people have been injured after a powerful earthquake struck a rural mountainous eastern region of the country near its border with Pakistan early Wednesday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Information remains scarce on the magnitude 6.1 tremor that damaged buildings and coast in Paktika provinces. Rescue efforts are likely to be complicated since many international aid agencies left Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover of the country last year. Neighboring Pakistan's meteorological department said the quake's epicenter was in Afghanistan's Paktika province, just near the border and some 50 kilometers southwest of the city of Khost. Such tremors can cause severe damage, particularly in an area like this one, where homes and other buildings are poorly constructed and landslides are common. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, in Ukraine, the press freedom group Reporters Without Borders says it believes a Ukrainian photojournalist and a soldier who was accompanying him were coldly executed in Russian-occupied woodlands in the first weeks of Russia's invasion. The bodies of Max Levin and serviceman Alexei Chernov were found April 1st in a woods north of the capital, Kyiv. Reporters Without Borders said it went back to the wooded spot to investigate the circumstances of their deaths. The group released its findings in a report Wednesday, which said it has turned over evidence to Ukrainian investigators. Meanwhile, in fighting in Ukraine, Britain's defense ministry said Wednesday Russia is continuing its heavy shelling as it tries to envelop the eastern Severodonetsk area. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives Special Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol held its fourth public hearing Tuesday, which examined former U.S. President Donald Trump's attempts to overturn state election results. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson explains, investigators are arguing Trump's false claims directly led to the deadly Capitol attack.
Before former President Donald Trump's supporters rioted at the U.S. Capitol, attempting to overturn the 2020 election results, Trump spent weeks pressuring election officials.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
In their fourth public hearing, investigators said Trump tried to change votes in several key states after he lost election challenges in U.S. courts. Democratic Representative Benny Thompson.
A handful of election officials in several key states stood between Donald Trump and the upending of American democracy.
Trump has criticized the investigation, arguing that the committee's work is not fair or balanced, despite the presence of two Republicans, both of whom voted to impeach him. The committee will hold another hearing Thursday, looking at Trump's efforts to pressure the U.S. Justice Department into changing election results. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Scientists say climate change is a factor behind the devastating floods in Bangladesh and northeastern India that have so far killed dozens and displaced thousands more. Although the region is no stranger to flooding, it typically takes place later in the year when monsoon rains are well underway. This year's torrential rainfall lashed the area as early as March. It may take much longer to determine the extent to which climate change played a role in the floods, but scientists say it has made the monsoon season, a seasonal change in weather usually associated with strong rains, more variable over the past decades. This means much more rain than expected fell over the course of the year. Over the course of a year is arriving in a space of weeks. Civil trial jurors in Los Angeles have found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. The jury delivered the verdict Tuesday in favor of Judith Huth, who is now 64, and awarded her $500,000. The jury's decision is a major legal defeat for the 84-year-old Cosby. It comes nearly a year after his Pennsylvania criminal conviction for sexual assault was thrown out and he was freed from prison. Cosby did not attend the Los Angeles trial. He has repeatedly denied Huth's allegations. Repeating the hour's top story, officials in Afghanistan now say at least 1,000 people have died and at least 1,500 have been injured after a powerful earthquake struck a